Major League Baseball owners today are expected to approve the purchase of the Anaheim Angels. The sale would make businessman Arturo Moreno the first Latino to be a majority owner of a major U.S. sports team. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
Arturo Moreno has bid $184 million to buy the Anaheim Angels from the Disney company, but he's been reluctant to talk about this deal in public, leading his business partners and sports fans to fill in the blanks. What we do know is that he's 56 years old, a fourth-generation Mexican-American. He grew up in Tucson, the oldest of 11 children, in a family that for many years owned a Spanish-language newspaper. After college, he went to work for an outdoor billboard company that he ended up running. He's now almost a billionaire and an investor in several sports teams. He's been compared to another owner, a legendary Hall of Famer.
I call him the Mexicano Bill Veeck of baseball. I mean, he'll go out there and sit in the bleachers with the fans, and he'll make sure that the hot dogs are hot and the beer is cold.
Jose Canchola has been Moreno's friend for 20 years. Together, they were minority owners of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
He loves doing a lot of promotions, which bring in the people. Some people may say it's cornball stuff, but it really works. And I think he's really going to make Jose Sixpack very, very happy out there.
That's Jose Sixpack, as opposed to Joe Sixpack, explains Canchola, because Major League Baseball has increasingly become more hospitable for Latinos. Almost a quarter of the Major League players are Latino, a figure that has doubled in 10 years. There have been Latino baseball managers and partial owners, but never before a majority owner. Samuel Rigolado is a history professor and author of the book Viva Baseball.
The ball players are the ones that are the centerpiece of the attention. They're the high-profile people. Owners generally stay in the background. But I think that his prominence will emerge in the way that he administers the club, particularly in the area of public relations.
The Disney company lost money on the team for years, and even last year's World Series champs didn't turn a profit. Rigolado says there are high hopes that Arturo Moreno will bring more Latino fans to the ballpark, just as the LA Dodgers have done for years by broadcasting the games in Spanish and by promoting Latino stars, beginning with Fernando Valenzuela in the 1980s. Rigolado says times have changed since the days when baseball players were barred from speaking Spanish on the field or in the locker rooms.
With the San Francisco Giants, for instance, there were a number of players who, of course, had known each other back in Latin America. And when they simply wanted to talk about the game or their lives in the locker rooms, they had to do it in English. And for a lot of these Latin players, this was absolutely ridiculous.
The demographics of places such as California, New York, and Florida helped change that attitude. According to the last census, one-third of the people who live in Anaheim and surrounding Orange County are Latino. Many of them were in the stands at the sold-out home game last weekend between the Angels and the Blue Jays. It was Little League night. 12 and 13-year-olds Brian Coffey, Joseph Salazar, and Nico Ramos were there, wearing the team's red shirts and caps and holding up furry toy rally monkeys, the Angels' mascot. When they were told about Arturo Moreno, they seemed impressed.
He'd be the first Mexican-American baseball owner, and that's important.
Yeah, because I think a lot of more Mexican fans would come in and watch it because it's under new ownership.
I'm Mexican-American. Him. I think it's great. Just as long as the Angels win the World Series again.
An announcement about the sale of the Angels is expected today in New York. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.